We all recognize that the cost of medical insurance is constantly rising. Do you review your health coverage each year to see if your current insurance company and benefits are still your best option? The goal of consumer-driven health plans is to save premium dollars and give a covered individual greater control over how their health care dollars are spent. These types of programs shift out-of-pocket exposure from premium dollars to the payment of claims once they've actually been incurred. Ideally, the savings associated with purchasing a consumer-driven health plan would be used to fund an HSA. Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants, located in Glen Rock, New Jersey. We have specialized in personal insurance and company-sponsored health benefits since 1985. Health savings accounts are available to almost everyone who participates in a qualified high-deductible health plan, or HDHP. Money going into an HSA is tax-deductible, money coming out tax-free provided you use that money to reimburse yourself for qualified medical expenses. Stay healthy and or manage care wisely, such as using a Tier 1 drug versus a Tier 2 or Tier 3, and you accumulate more of your money in the HSA. An HDHP applies a deductible to all eligible expenses first, including prescriptions. So in essence, you are self-insuring up to your deductible. Only preventive care may be covered on a first dollar basis. In addition, for anyone with dependents, there is a family aggregate deductible, which is typically double the individual amount, which can be met by one family member or any combination of those covered. The same family aggregate rule would apply to the max out-of-pocket as well. These two aspects of an HDHP would make the premium less compared to a conventional plan. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website at psi-consultants.com.